broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt. Starts now. This is the broadcast for October the 7th in the year of our Lord 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And you also know that we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions at our fingertips. Normally, ladies and gentlemen, we do the recap of the previous day's show. We've got too much on our plate today to get that done. We pushed Brian Rust back a little bit. Honest Money Report will be here at 7:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Eastern. But now we got an incredible guest, a speaker at the Liberty Conference 2021. When is the Liberty Conference? It's in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Salt Palace. It's Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd, ladies and gentlemen. It's on a special deal right now. You get $50 off if you use the promo code Liberty. Where do you go to sign up and to get your tickets? WeCanAct.net. WeCanAct.net. Incredible conference going on around the country, and it's hitting Salt Lake City with a ton of great speakers. First on the dock, Jason Cisneros. He's an entrepreneur, a speaker, a philanthropist. He's a mentor. He's a warrior fighting against human trafficking, domestic violence, and more. He says, I'm building an army to ease suffering. Amen to that, and welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me, Sam. Really appreciate it.
All right, give me a 30-second on your entrepreneurial and who you are before we get into the real topic of human trafficking that's sad but must be discussed, sir.
Absolutely. So long story short, you know, your listeners, everybody's got their own journey in life. I was able to be blessed. I came out of a family of domestic violence. My adopted father went to prison for attempted murder of me and my mom when I was 17. And great mentors stepped into my life, helped turn my life around, point my energy in a really great direction. In this great country of ours, it was afforded me the opportunity to be able to work hard, read, educate myself, and improve. And I built some businesses and was able to free myself because of the independent access to capital that the administration is trying to crush to create dependence on the government, right? And I was able to do that. And about back in 2019, I was able to sell those companies, went pretty much full time into philanthropy, doing undercover rescues. You know, we work heavily in domestic violence because that's where I got my start. But we do rescues around the world, primarily in the last 3 years have been focused here in the United States because of defund the police. We have lost a lot of great trafficking officers, and now it's being left to you know, operations like ours to fill that gap for these kids. Now, you know, in the last couple of years, we've seen our boat stolen. We've seen the collaboration between large tech companies. We've seen our freedoms ripped out of our hands. And so I stepped on that stage just as everybody out there, what I've heard coast to coast being, you know, speaking on stages and traveling the country, what do we do? And the only thing I can say is do what you can with what you have. Stand up as if this is our sort of our last bastion against their nasty attempt to take away our freedoms. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing everything I possibly can, Sam. And I know you are, too. And I thank God for your show.
WeCanAct.net, ladies and gentlemen, the conference, October 22nd and 23rd. Liberty is your code to get $50 off and more. You'll be able to see speakers on the stage by the dozens. Jason Cisneros, one of them, an entrepreneur, turned his life around, was a victim, now an advocate. He wants to create an army to ease suffering. I dig it. Now, we've discussed this for over 25 years on the radio, this human trafficking, sex trafficking, et cetera. And I thought we were starting to gain on it a little bit, Jason. But now with Biden's open borders, I have to second guess myself. Is it getting worse or are we getting a handle on it?
It's getting far worse, and it's the fastest growing crime on the planet at this moment in time with the least amount of penalties. So it's a multifaceted issue, as you know, but with the border and the lack of attention, I'll give you one really great example. 65 trafficking officers in LA County, one of the largest top three hubs of trafficking in the United States, 65 human trafficking officers, and then defund the police comes, and now we have zero. So that'll tell you.
Now, when you say we have zero because of that, is it just because of funding? They're like, hey, we don't have the funding to continue? Or is it because they're sick of the abuse that they're taking?
Well, it's a little bit of both, but they literally cut the trafficking, the 65 trafficking officers out of LA County. And that's happening across the country. They cut back on their budgets, and all I know is that we used to have a lot of help, and now it's down to virtually no help. And when you get out there and you're doing the work and we're doing recoveries and those types of things, it's just gotten horrific. It's like the rule of law has been thrown out the door. There's no accountability. These guys know that they don't have to pay a price. The rules, I think down in Arizona, finally, we got Leo Benassi to step up with HB 20. I may get this number right, but I think or wrong, but it's 2889, HB 2889, where we're going to start seeing some real penalties for pedophiles, child trafficking, and child pornography.
How about the border? Because it almost seems like all things are culminating to make this worse. You have to start to almost believe on purpose, even. You've got open borders now. You've got defund the police. You've now got forced vaccinations or you lose your job. You put all that together and it's not going to be good at all. In fact, it almost seems like all things are pointing to intentionally making it worse.
Well, I think a lot of us didn't want to believe that, Sam. And now we're looking at it, what looks to be a coordinated attack on all of our freedoms. And they just believe that they can keep doing it because we, conservatives, libertarians, center right people, because we're separated from doing our own thing. We have our jobs. We love our people, right? And we come together around elections and that type of thing, but we're not coordinated like the left. And there has been no ramifications. There's been no pushback. There's been no large gatherings of humanity to just say no. This is wrong. And as long as we continue to let them get away with it, thinking that somebody out there is going to do the work for us, somebody else is going to stand up for us, looking at the television going or listening to the radio going, that's just not right. Well, we have to stand up together as a humanity, even if that's not where we are. I didn't see myself here. I'm sure you didn't see yourself having this conversation on your show that we would get to this point. But this Liberty conference is one of those opportunities for us to come together, raise our voices together and say, we're here and no, and you have a price to pay. And you cannot continue to just flaunt our laws and get away with it. But we've sat back passively for far too long in our history. It's time for us to come together, Sam, and it's got to be now, and it's got to be loud, and it's got to be coordinated.
All right, Jason, I know awareness is a really important component. Most Americans aren't really aware. I mean, they know it exists, but they have no idea how bad it is. They know it exists, but they have no idea how entrenched and how high level it's become in terms of even involved in governments and big business and churches. And in other words, they don't realize to what extremes it's become and how infiltrated in our organizations it's really become. Most people think, oh, it's just the bad guys in the back rooms and the criminals. It's not really that big of a deal. It exists, sure. But so awareness, I think, is one of the most important reality checks to start with, right?
Yes, sir. Awareness is fantastic. Knowing and understanding that our children are being raped for profit. And that, if I was walking down the street with any one of your listeners in New York City and I had an 8-ball of cocaine in my pocket, we would do more time than somebody that was selling a child for sex. They call it human trafficking. And part of the issue is is desensitizing people to say, oh, it's child trafficking. No, it's not. It's the rape of a child for profit. And they look at it like it's a commodity, right? That a child can be sold over and over and over again, multiple times a night. Whereas a bag of cocaine or a bag of whatever drugs, you sell it and it's gone. This is how callous this has become. And we need to understand that it's a growing crime, fastest growing crime on the face of the planet. Because the penalties are so low, wherever you are in this country listening to these words, you can get to your Congress, you can get and start getting these laws passed so that there is a deterrent in the law for people to stop this behavior. And, you know, and then support your local law enforcement, make sure that you've got a trafficking unit to make sure that you're calling these things back together. And I know there's so many things. This is part of what you said earlier, Sam, which is the border, and they're doing these things on purpose. Yeah, because how many things can we care about at the same time? Well, as a generation, I think it's incumbent upon us of how we treat our youth, our kids, and how we treat our elderly. And right now, as a generation, we're doing a terrible job of both.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could come aware, though. You can realize it's a serious, serious issue. We're talking to Jason Cisneros, ladies and gentlemen, who is an advocate to care for people and to reject human trafficking. His goal is to create an army to ease human suffering. He's going to be a speaker at the incredible conference coming up in Utah. More in seconds on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about two topics. We're talking about the Liberty Conference coming up Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace. Yeah, you can get $50 off if you use the promo code Liberty. Okay? This is serious. This is a great conference with just literally dozens of incredible speakers. WeCanAct.net is where you go. WeCanAct.net. If you hurry, you get that discount code and you also get lunch each day for the conference. Our guest right now, one of the speakers, Jason Cisneros, he wants to get an army together to go ahead and ease human suffering. He's an entrepreneur, speaker, philanthropist, and a whole lot more, but he's now spent his time as a mentor, as a warrior against human trafficking and domestic violence. We need that, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. And first is awareness, without a doubt, Jason. But awareness doesn't get it done and stop the problem at all, does it?
It doesn't. You got to take action. And again, as I said in the last segment, there's so many things that are pressing on us that we as a group of humanity that are fighting for sovereignty, that are fighting for freedom, that are fighting for these children that are locked up, drugged up, and they're being utilized. They're slaves, right? And you look at slavery and you think to yourself, oh, that was so long ago. There's more slaves today than there was in the entire transatlantic slave trade. They just happen to be making our tennis shoes and our phones and these children. There's 10 million children around the world that are being either sex trafficked or labor trafficked. And so
now
that
stop
takes
for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, hold sir. On, Jason. 10 million people around the world that are being labor trafficked or sex trafficked, and there's other trafficking that can go on as well too. Some of them, believe it or not, are abused so hard they're even now used as ploys to bring other people into the business, which adds insult to injury. I don't know if I should even call it a business, but it's dirty business for sure. And that number is huge. And what's interesting to me is in our government schools right now, funded by your tax dollars, I call the government schools one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. By the way, it's number 10, folks. Compulsory education for all. But we ought to jettison this critical race theory lie, and we ought to replace it with real discussions about human trafficking and what we can do to make sure you never end up part of it as a child and that we do something about it as adults, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that awareness piece is great, but educating yourself on that fact, I guarantee you if your child, and this is part of the prevention, here's the segments. You have prevention, you have rescue, and you have aftercare, and then you have the legal system that has to be infiltrated so that there's some deterrence. And the prevention piece is just every parent that's listening to this, get in your kid's phone. Get in there, because I guarantee you one in six children that are playing on these apps have been contacted in some way, shape, or form by either a trafficker or a pedophile. You've got to watch what's going on with your children's phone, because these guys have become tech savvy and they're attracting people in. They're looking for broken families. They're looking for families that are challenged economically, that aren't paying attention. They're looking for families or children that come from rough backgrounds. They're looking for kids that are at risk, that don't know their worth and have a distracted parent. And how many things are distracting us right now? How many homes are broken? You know, these are fundamental pieces that we as Americans, we as human beings, have to stand back up for our country and say we're going to reinstall. We're going to stand up for the culture that built this country. We're going to stand up for the culture in the, you know, if we're a Christian, we got to be standing on God's principles, on God's word. And not just mouthing it, but acting, to your point. Awareness is great, but you have to take action.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to teach our children unequivocally that they are a son or daughter of God Almighty. They are of infinite worth, of godly and American heritage, and their lives matter. And I think teaching our children that from the cradle up is one of the great, great prevention mechanisms we can take, as Jason mentioned, looking into their phones. Certain apps and certain places kids go increase the likelihood that they get contacted by one of these pervs, right?
Yeah, they're getting to our children everywhere, and we think, oh, that's just a kids app, or oh, that's just a video game, or oh, no, it's a place. It's literally a place for people to prey. These are predators to prey on your child. And to hear their their languaging, and to listen to the conversations that are going on between each other, and to have messages that disappear like on a Snapchat. They're out there and they're preying on our children because it's a renewable resource. We had a family.
Are there certain apps that are way more likely than others?
Well, you know, there's if you go to slavefreeproject.com, there's some resources there that'll tell you about these kinds of things, and Google and look out there. There's also apps that you can get that you can download that will keep an eye on and send notices to your phone from your child's phone. There's a product out there called a Clear Phone right now that you can have total control over your children's phones, plus block yourself from the NSA and all the tracking from Google and whatnot. You know, the great thing that's happening in this country, which, you know, this conference is highlighting, is that we're conservatives and Christians, freedom-loving Americans, are coming together and we're building our own stuff. We're building our own stuff. And we're coming together around things like child trafficking because it matters. We're coming together around taking care of our veterans because it matters. We're coming together around protecting our women that are being abused in their own home because it matters. And we're coming together. And I think that's the inspiring thing for me, Sam.
All right. You were mentioning there was a family, and I interrupted. Go ahead, sir. This is important.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's – so Amy Ellis, she had her child. Her child was in Las Vegas. And she was out there with some friends, and she ended up getting taken, and they moved her straight through to California, moved her down, drugged her, and in less than 3 months, she ended up becoming property of these traffickers. And we think it can't happen. She's from a small town in Utah, ended up being in Vegas and ended up getting taken there. And Amy Ellis contacted Pastor Rudy Gonzalez, the organization that I run with that does the rescues, is called CERT Ministries, S-E-R-T Ministries, Search, Evangelize, Rescue, and Train. And he was able to recover her and bring her back. And so many things were learned from that. A lot of these kids, A, aren't rescued. So many of our children aren't even being looked for because they are tagged as runaways and so on and so forth. It can happen to anybody. It can happen in small town Utah. It can happen in big town Chicago. It's happening all around us. We got to start looking out for each other.
And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we need to do is not only knowing what's on your children's phone, not only teaching your children their infinite worth as sons and daughters of God Almighty, we need to show them true love and acceptance, and we also need to know where they are at all times. You know, even if your kid's at the movie, are they really at the movie? Do they come home straight after the movie? Knowing where your kids are all the time is one of the grand keys. It doesn't mean it'll never happen to you, but your chances are reduced big time if you keep tabs on where your kids are all the time. Jason?
Be their friend when they're an adult. Right now, be their parent. Be their guardian. Love them. Grab them by the face. Look them in their face and just let them know you love them, that you care about them, that they're the most important thing to you in your world, and that will transmit their worth so that when somebody tags them and says, hey, you're pretty, or hey, you know, you could do this, or you can make money doing this, or do you want to run away, or whatever it is, they say, no, I have parents that love me. I have, you know, I know that God loves me, and I know that I am worth more than just a petty compliment.
Ladies and gentlemen, using the buddy system when your kids go out, teaching them about that is important as well, so they have people around them, making it less likely that they would be taken and or meet somebody clandestinely that would have evil intent. There's a lot of ways. You're going to learn more at the conference, by the way. We're about out of time, Jason, faster than I wanted to. Thanks so much for your time. Give me a teaser for your speech coming up in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace.
Yes, sir. Well, I wear a necklace that says the most powerful weapon on earth is the human spirit set on fire, the human soul set on fire for service, for love, with intention, with inspiration. And I have been known to set a few lit stages on fire. And I can't wait to show everybody what we've got. You've got General Flynn, my good friend Lee Dundas. The lineup is incredible with the patriots and the freedom fighters that are out there right now. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of your guests that joins us. And thanks for what you do every day, day in and day out. Appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Loving Liberty Radio Network, of course, will be there as well with a booth, helping people understand how they can get involved and make a difference as well. Jason Cisneros doing a phenomenal job. He wants to create an army, ladies and gentlemen, to reduce human suffering, and you can help. Jason, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Jason Cisneros will be speaking at the conference coming up. Yeah, you got to get your tickets. I'll tell you how in seconds. Grab your pen and paper.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured four people, including his teacher when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. A federal judge ordered Texas to temporarily suspend the heartbeat law designed to save the lives of voiceless babies. The President Obama-era judge called it offensive deprivation of a constitutional right. Police on the hunt for Brian Laundrie have reportedly discovered a recently used campsite at the sprawling Carlton Reserve in Sarasota, Florida. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
Let's get some more information on a judge's temporary ban on the Texas heartbeat law that passed muster with the Supreme Court but was blocked by a district judge. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to suspend its restrictive abortion law. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman gave the law its first legal blow since it went into effect last month. The law bans most abortions after 6 weeks. It also deputizes private citizens so they can file lawsuits against violators. But a suit from the Biden administration explained the law defies the Constitution. Texas officials may head to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to get the suspension reversed. That court has previously allowed the restrictions to take effect. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The heartbeat law had been in effect since September 1st. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Jason Cisneros doing a phenomenal job. Entrepreneur, speaker, philanthropist. He grew up in a home where he was abused and almost murdered, him and his mother, by an out-of-control belligerent abuser. He got out of it, turned it around, made good money in the business world, and then parlayed into his philanthropy. Yeah, he's a warrior, ladies and gentlemen. Fighting against human trafficking, domestic violence. His goal is to build an army to reduce. Yeah. And ease. Reduce and ease human suffering. I love it. We need more of it. He's going to be speaking at the incredible conference coming up. Yeah. Call it Liberty Conference 2021 in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace. October 22nd and 23rd. Use the promo code Liberty. You get $50 off. And your ticket gets you lunch if you hurry, both days. WeCanAct.net. Brian Rust, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
All right, we got so much going on, man. It's just out of control. Let's start with our Honest Money update. Where's gold looking?
The paper spot right now on gold, $1,755.30.
$1,755.30. Okay, silver.
Silver's 22.54.
22.54. Wow, is that a little bit up? It's hard for me to keep track.
Yeah, it's 70 cents higher than it was last week.
Okay, and what about gold? Where's it at?
It's up about $20.
Okay, Interesting. So things are changing a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, as inflation takes its ugly toll. They can only suppress so far, huh, Brian?
Yeah, they, you know, the illegal trading on the exchange just causes this, you know, peaks and valleys, kind of ups and downs, you know, and anything driven, by free market, you know, especially physical, the free market. I mean, the demand is so, I mean, I can't keep it in. I'm going through it like mad, and just people trying to get out of cash. They're just trying, you know, get into this metal to protect, you know, their paper assets and that. It's huge demand. And yet if you would think, okay, well, if demand is driving the market, why isn't the metals up? Well, because we're seeing it's driven for so long on the exchange. Here's your prices on the exchange, just like anything. Well, that doesn't reflect really what physical's doing. It shows it on paper, and then paper, as we know, can be manipulated, just like our currency right now. They can make as much paper as they want, dish it here and there and so on. So that's the market play we see.
Now, I find this literally comical, Brian, but I want to bring this up during the Honest Money Report. As you know, the debt ceiling is one of the crisis of the days, right?
Right.
Now all these bureaucrats are bringing up an idea, and here's what it is. They want to create a single $1 trillion coin, and they believe that could save the United States from the default. Some people are saying mint the coin, and then others are saying it's an absurd solution to an absurd problem. Washington Post with that headline. What do you say to that? They say it's an absurd problem. Only an absurd solution can save us, Brian.
Well,
I don't even know how to respond to this kind of stuff.
Well, that'd be an awesome way to just go through life. You know, anytime there was, you know, these, you know, issues and it got out of hand or something, we could just click our fingers or do whatever and it goes away. Well, you know, it doesn't go away. I mean, and this inflation or this disaster is going to, I mean, perhaps maybe it's not going to affect me as much. You know, I've been preparing for years, but my kids or grandkids, how what's our country going to look like? You know, when they say, okay, here's this coin, we just wiped off the debt. Well, okay. I mean, there's people that we owe money to. I mean, China and others who you know, and who's going to pay this? You know, maybe it's not going to be me or so on, but down the road, I mean, why are we being taxed and so on? Can they just, maybe we should take away, like we've always said, the IRS and the others, and get back to what our country is about, getting back to honest money and so on. But you don't click a finger and expect it just to go away. Here's a coin, and it's just going to wipe everything out. Well, that's nice. Go ask a Venezuelan, the third richest country in the world, how their people are doing right now. Why didn't they just do that?
Amen to that. And here's what I find comical. Back in the day when I first got into politics, like 1991, 1992 range, kind of, when I first got like publicly into politics, right? Right before I started the radio talk show and got into radio and a whole lot more. But anyway, Bo Greitz was a candidate running for president back in that day. Right. And he talked about how the Federal Reserve was bogus. And he talked about how it's not even literally part of the government. And I thought he was crazy. But I looked it up, and the Federal Reserve is a banking consortium of 12 banks, and it isn't part of the government. Now, they want you to kind of believe it's kind of quasi, but if you go look it up, it's not under government, ladies and gentlemen. It's a private entity. A private banking cartel is what it really is. And then I read The Creature from Jekyll Island from G. Edward Griffin and a whole lot more, and I really gained some knowledge on the topic back in the day. But the reason I'm telling you this is what Bo Greitz used to say is, hey, I'm going to just mint a coin and pay off the debt. The debt's bogus anyways, and so he would kind of be serious to make the point that we cannot allow this fiat money system to continue, right? I mean, 91, this is what, 30 years ago? And it's interesting to me how he joked about that. He was serious because he's saying, look, it's bogus debt, it's fake money they created out of thin air anyways, so we can get rid of it with just a coin. Well, back in the day when he was running for president, they mocked him to no end about this. And now when they try to raise the debt ceiling 30 years later, they're going, hey, we got an absurd problem. We need an absurd solution. Let's save America from its default with a single $1 trillion coin. And I just think about that 30 years ago echoing, and I'm going, Wow. Isn't that an interesting sea change of events, Brian?
Yeah, no doubt. I remember that as well, you know, and it's and they did. I mean, it's interesting now that, okay, well, now we're in this crunch, and why wouldn't we be because of the creation of it? Yeah, we're just gonna get make a coin and pay off the debt, and yet, you know, this financial institution that's a private institution. I mean, what we're paying interest of over what $1 billion a year in interest to because they're printing money and letting us take this money. But yeah, someone's paying. Well, we are. We're paying. Look at the interest we're paying alone on this. Why are we doing that? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Our own
now,
money,
I also don't understand
interest.
When they say it's an absurd problem what they mean, Brian. What do you mean it's an absurd problem? Is it absurd because you realize we've let some banking cartel thugs create money out of thin air, and now you're kind of wondering, how do we let them create a piece of paper called a $100 bill, and it cost them about 2 cents to print, and instantly we owe $100, and then to add insult to injury, they put interest on top of it? Is that the absurd problem? Or is the absurd problem that we have to rein in our debt and just can't spend as much as we want? What do they believe the absurd problem to be?
Yeah.
Any
no
idea on this,
it.
Brian?
Yeah, it's well, I don't see a one single coin coming in and making this all go away type thing. And the next thing we have to look at a little bit, and it's been around there, and they say the green air or green deal and all this stuff. This the energy crunch and crisis that we're headed for right now is going to be another huge effect. I mean, there's so many things going to be piling up on us as the American people and so on that we're just going to lose. It's going to be it's crazy.
Now, Brian, check this out. In these articles where the mainstream press is talking, here's what they say. Fortunately, we can resolve the problem, this absurd problem, with a preposterous, silly, and perfectly painless legal trick. Minting a single platinum coin with a face value of $1 trillion or more. Then, hey, we can just solve the problem that way. Now, what's platinum worth right now? How do you make a platinum coin worth that much? It wouldn't be backed by platinum, or the thing would be huge, right?
There you go.
How much is platinum an ounce right now?
It's $983.
So it's less than gold. So it would take about twice as much by the pound than gold, or by the ton, I should say, than gold, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much would it take to make $1 trillion of platinum, buddy?
That
alone would melt society down, because platinum is used in a lot of other things, right?
Right, yeah. Platinum and palladium, kind of a trade-off metal, catalytic converters and so on. It burns clean, withstands heat. Those are kind of the energy or the clean air people, as far as we're saying, okay, we want clean air. So they say, well, you got to use this platinum or palladium in all your automobiles so it will burn clean and... Yeah, so maybe. Now, rhodium at 15,300, maybe we could do
Yeah,
that.
Kurt Crosby could pay the debt off with his garage full of rhodium for sure.
That's right.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this a little bit more, because what they're really talking about is creating a coin where the real value of the physical metal wouldn't even come close to the face value of the coin. Where would authority for that come from? It's very strange how they're backing into this weird idea that Bo Greitz mocked 30 years ago as he ran for president. Hang tight. Brian Rust with us, RustQuinnGift.com on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Russ, RussQuotingGift.com with me. This is just insane. So now the mainstream press is saying, hey, you know, if we don't mint this coin and we default, it's going to be a disaster. I mean, you're going to lose a gazillion jobs, Brian. Everything's going to melt on down. But really, if they print a $1 trillion coin, is that going to save us? I don't think so. I think all that'll do is let people know that they've committed fraud. And I actually think it would make it worse than almost missing our payments. I'm not saying we ought to miss our payments exactly, but I'm saying, look, eventually that's going to be the case. It's not possible not to. But I think if we print a coin showing our dishonesty, we're almost mocking the fact that we can't pay as opposed to facing the music. The question the mainstream press is asking now is, what happens if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling so they miss their payment? Then what? Do you want to take a stab at that one?
Well, yeah, I think you're right as far as what's that going to show us, us as the American people, is that basically what it's showing right now is what's happening is, and we ought to be able to see this as far as everything that they're kind of doing here on the left or government and things like that. I mean, this is a big, long problem that's been going on for years. I mean, the Federal Reserve, you know, and obviously going away from real money and creating this bogus fiat money. Well, the issue is okay, well, if they were to make a coin, it's basically saying, okay, everything they're doing, which I believe everything they're doing in a sense is wrong on the left, it's a disaster, and it just gives them another feather in their cap to say, well, okay, we got this, we'll just do this. Well, that's interesting. If I had debt and I go to my banker or whoever that I owe debt to and say, yeah, I made this little wooden, I carved this little wooden statue, and here it is, I'm just going to give you that, and we call it good. Let's just call it good. I mean, it's unreal that they can just kind of do whatever they want and get away with it. But somebody's going to pay down the road. We pay. They're not going to come and say, okay, well, if I stop paying for my house and I just carved this little statue for you in good taste, and here you go. This should why. I mean, they're taking my house. So it's amazing that they can kind of create a coin and you know, cover these bonds and everything else, and just everything, it goes away. And that's awesome. If we're running our country like that, we're in big trouble. I mean, I don't know. It seems like.
And here's my question: if they really have that much authority to either raise the debt ceiling and just spend into oblivion, or create a coin that can supposedly just solve the problem and make the problem go away, why don't they just simply create like a wand? Don't you think they ought to just create like a wand and import it from China and be plastic? And every member of Congress could have a wand, all 535 of them. All they got to do is stand up together and wave their wand and say, listen, the debt, our credit limit has become, what's beyond a trillion, Brian? What's the next level beyond a trillion? I got to figure that out, whatever that is.
Quadrillion? Is it quadrillion or something?
I just don't know, man. I don't know. Is what I mean. But whatever the number is beyond a trillion, all they got to do is wave their plastic imported Chinese wands. And all they got to say is, listen, we hereby declare The debt ceiling is now the whatever that number is, and we're cool. Can't they just do that in a symbolic gesture?
Yeah.
It'd almost be like waving the flag Chinese style, you know? Plastic, fake, fiat.
Yeah.
No, but why not just do that? Because either they have authority to just literally sell the next generation into financial slavery, or they don't have that authority. One of the two. And if they do, I mean, they might as well just do it in grand fashion. I mean, they ought to just, you know, put balloons up and stuff, fly balloons, fly things over the Capitol building, and it's just like, man, we're celebrating. We just changed the debt ceiling. Boom. No problem.
Right.
I don't see why they don't really do like that, Brian. And I know that sounds absurd, but isn't this idea that we're talking about a coin and just, hey, we put a ceiling in place to prevent us from doing this, but now we're just going to, you know, increase the ceiling every day we need to or want to. All that is nothing but smoke and mirrors and dishonesty and manipulation and really kind of the same thing. Why have this big meltdown debate every 6 months or every year or whatever to pretend we're doing something? Why not just solve it once and for all, buddy?
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful world that we could live in if we could, you know. The key is here, basically, as like Rand Paul said, you know, and he's been preaching this for quite a while. Why don't we just, you know, spend a little less? You know, why don't we try to, you know, if I run my business and I just continue to overspend and so on, what, I file bankruptcy and not pay off my creditors and all that, and that's, it's all well, and we move on and live happily ever after. It's wrong. I mean, our government is just out of control, and maybe it needs to be shut down and say, yeah, we've made some huge mistakes. But they're not going to say it. They just, well, you know, a little more money here, a little more money. You guys need to pay a little more tax, a little more. Why are we being taxed? I mean, if you make a coin and just or whatever you want to want or whatever you want to do, why are you taxing us to death? I mean, there's plenty of people that could use a little more money, and if they don't have to pay more taxes, that they'd probably be happy with that. So, I'm just saying that if we're just killing ourselves because our government's killing us, they're throwing us under the bus. I mean, I'm sure all those Venezuelan people that, you know, you have the third richest country in the world, and they're wondering, well, what just happened? Well, okay, corrupt government's what just happened, and that's kind of where we're headed.
Well, I got another idea. If we can use a coin, now I know they want you to believe that somehow the special nature of the coin gives it special legal privilege, okay? But I don't see why we don't just use a big, massive gummy bear. Right? Don't you think we could just have the gummy bear companies, would select the gummy bear company,
that's awesome.
They could compete and stuff, and would have a massive gummy bear, and all you do is put that dude up in Washington, where you just, whenever you look at that gummy bear, you just know that, you know what? We've just chewed through a ton of money, and we're going to chew through a whole lot more.
That's right.
What do you think of that idea?
Man? I love
a big
it.
Big old gummy bear to symbolize we have no accountability. We can just chew through any mountain of debt possible, and there's just no limits. And then just quit worrying
That's
about
right.
it. Whenever anybody says anything or and mocks it, all you got to do is just smile and point at the bear, buddy.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Isn't the bear a symbol of China?
I love
Brian?
That.
Isn't
That's
the bear
awesome.
A symbol of China? Don't they call China the bear?
Yes.
And it would also symbolize how in debt to the communist Chinese we are. See?
Yes.
It'd be perfect,
I'm sure China's going to go for that. You know, they're symbolizing our, yeah, and God, that's just wonderful. You know, we can look to that. And
and then, you know what, whenever you're worried about the debt, all you'd have to do is go, because that big, huge gummy bear, you know, you would have a little slogan on it or something like that, right? And the slogan could say something like chewing through debt like nobody's business or whatever. And then all you'd have to do is just go buy a small pack of those gummy bears at the store. You know, and then whenever you're worried about it, you just start eating them gummy bears, buddy, and you're just chomping through the debt.
Yeah.
No problem. Everybody could participate. It'll be incredible. You'd have to, what, make them green to symbolize cash, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, people won't eat that.
A little bit of red inside, yeah, with China. Kind of the color
I just
there.
Have red, with have black the, gummy bears, but I, in the I, black.
I think you're onto something, Sam. I know this is
comical. And I don't mean to make fun of a very serious subject, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. It's not a joke. We are literally selling our children into financial slavery. And it's getting worse by the generation. There's no doubt about it. So I don't mean to mock this situation. But unless we're going to be honest and truthful about the problem, we're never going to get to an answer anyway. If we just run around and go, I'm going to create a coin. I'm going to create a gummy bear. It's just going to symbolize the payoff of the debt, or that we can, you know, make the debt ceiling whatever we want it to be. The only real way to solve the problem is to jettison the fake money system, to jettison the private cartel known as the Federal Reserve, return to honest constitutional currency backed by gold and silver as our founders. Well, that's in the supreme law. It still is, ladies and gentlemen, even though we ignore it. But until we take it seriously and jettison fake money, jettison fiat currency, and go back to real, honest, asset-based gold and silver, as our founders demanded and as our supreme law of the land articulates, or demands, if you will. Until we do that, Brian, nothing is going to fix the problem. Nothing.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. We need to get back to what made America great. And I would have to say, too, I mean, let's turn, you know, to prayer, God, you know, get back to what we need to be doing instead of, you know, stepping on the things that really have made us great. So I agree.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to do that personally, because you know what, the nation should do it as well. But if you want to set the example, lead by example, you want to get a little bit of gold and silver in your portfolio to act as a hedge against the ever inflation situation that we continually find ourselves in, you can start by working with Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. You've got a friend in the coin business who will guide you right. And if you want to just start buying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever ounces of gold and or silver a week or a month or whatever pattern you set up for yourself, if you're patient and you do it steadily, you'll look back after a few years and go, wow, I'm kind of surprised at how much constitutional currency I really have. And it'll act as a hedge. It'll protect you against the inflationary belligerence that's going on in our society. And it will also give you a little bit of stability in your portfolio. It can happen. What it takes is patience and consistency. You don't need to panic and sell your house and go buy a bunch of gold and silver. We're not recommending that. We're recommending that you get a little bit of beans, a little bit of band-aids, a little bit of bullets, a little bit of constitutional currency, a little bit of all those things to protect your family, to stabilize your life, whether you need food, whether you need medical supplies, whether you need constitutional currency that'll act as an incredible trade mechanism going forward. That's what we're advocating for, Brian.
Absolutely. Sam, you hit it right on the, you know, preparation is peace. And so I think preparing, you know, we can't answer all the what's going to happen or what's coming. We know more things are going to be coming. It's going to get harder, but yeah, we could be preparing. Absolutely.
All right, Brian, we sure appreciate you, my friend. A quick recap of yesterday's program, ladies and gentlemen. We had Becky Akers on with me 2 hours. We talked about this Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, issued an apology that Facebook went down. I don't believe all these Facebook went down at the same time this whistleblower, this chick, was telling her story. But the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is this. I don't believe for one second that these lawmakers can make a difference. Okay, Facebook algorithms are out of control. There's no doubt about it. Okay, but Frances Haugen, that's this, quote, ex-insider, she's not doing good for the country. Look, government in bed with the military and the collegiate universities and big tech built the internet to betray us all. Okay, and so if you believe for one second that Congress is going to rein in Facebook and save your world, you're dead wrong. We need to understand that InQtel is the arm of, well, it's the CIA's venture capital firm, ladies and gentlemen. James Corbett put together the Corbett Report, an incredible video, and it's a document so you can link to the sources plus a video to kind of articulate you the history and the origins and the creations of the internet. We talked about that with Becky Akers in detail. We also talked about Facebook mysteriously goes down after the whistleblower testifies. I don't believe that's a coincidence. We talked about the government has secretly ordered Google to track certain searches. The Washington Examiner reported that they're literally violating our rights, violating the law, and more. Okay, Obama signed an indefinite detention bill into law years ago. Are you an enemy combatant is the question. Yeah, the National School Board Association, the Justice Department, they're all calling parents domestic terrorists now. Parents are refusing to be intimidated. That's good news. But why is the post office stockpiling ammunition? Why are our federal bureaucrats buying guns and ammo? Okay? It's serious, folks. Serious business. Finally, Rand Paul, you're not going to spend Christmas together as a family, says Fauci. Look out. God save the Republic.